What about the thing that you use when you open the door? You turn the
doorknob.
Have you ever heard a little hill called a knob?
No.
Okay. And if it's very large and much higher than a hill, you say that's a great big
hill.
Mm-hmm. But if it's just like, you know, up in North Georgia, and they're huge, and I'd say this. More than hills, those are up in the Smoky
Mountains.
Okay. How'd you say that?
A Smoky Mountain, that's hood or
okay. And up in the mountains where a road goes across to a low place, you might say, well, or what about something that you might take and cut a little thing like that in wood, or did you ever sew?
No, not much.
Uh-huh. You ever work with patterns, right?
No, I ain't work with pattern. I could have, I'd have trained it on up when I joined the school. I done a little sewing and took a little lesson at school, and I'd have trained it up. I know how a thing ought to be.
Sure.
I'd take it loose and fix it. I won't wear it once.
I was just wondering if you remember those little things that they cut kind of a little V-shaped thing in a pattern.
No.
Notch?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever use the word notch?
Yes, ma'am. I used the notch.
Yeah. Did you ever use it about anything about in wood or anything?
Yes, notch in wood.
Okay. And what would you call a place where a large amount of water falls long distance? For water, you know, like a river or Niagara is a great
Niagara.
Big, what do you call that? You say that's a great big
waterfall.
Okay, and tell me about the roads. It's about running off the tape. The different kind of roads, the way they used to be, and then when they started making them a little bit better.
Oh, well, we used to be ready. The road come over to the station from where we live. It was muddy, but we didn't travel that road. We come through them woods. Call the place a Hudson Wood and come through the woods. And we get in the field and go to come to the railroad. It'd be so muddy and slipping where it would rain. We'd come to school, I'd be spewed up long in the ditches there. You know, all along the road there for 2-3 days. Looked like it used to be cold in the beach now.
Sure.
So it looked like, you know, it's the other winter from the summer. It'd be so warm so long, but it didn't be that way long then.
Okay, and then when they started making the roads a little bit better, what'd they make them out of?
The first pail, the old pail, they haul rocks. I remember I was hanging on the gate up to where Reese Sanders, where I was, my husband, while I was living. And they was hauling the rocks from over here to a lady's old lady's place. They was putting big rocks down there in the road all along.
So was that to fill up bad places?
To fill up the road, and then they pulled the pail on it.
What was that, that black stuff they poured on it?
Yes, ma'am, they didn't. Now, they didn't pail. Like, pail ain't like that out there now. These pails coming from over on them roads won't pail like that.
I see. Okay, and then after they started grinding the rock up a little finer, what'd they call that?
You know, grind them up. But long might happen that it was rock this big.
Yeah.